Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Number one on what's trending, the Chiefs are headed to the Super Bowl. Of course, they're going to take on the Philadelphia Eagles in a couple Sundays. The Chiefs are 1.5-point underdogs over at FanDuel right now. They open at some books as the favorites, but I think there's some questions not only how Philly looked, but the injury front. We don't have much clarity yet on where things are at injury-wise.
Can you imagine if somebody just woke up right now and this is the first?
They're like, what? What?
They went?
Wait a minute, what happened?
And the first thing they did was click on this show.
It was somebody who got drunk too early yesterday.
Didn't make it through the game at all.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you say that, but that is terrible. absolutely happened.
Or came out of
people.
A coma.
That absolutely happened for some people.
I did recently find out that my child's school nurse listens to this show.
Your child's school nurse.
Uh-huh. Because she went to the school nurse because she got hit in the head. She said, I heard you on the radio. I'm like, she was listening to you on the radio? She said, yeah, you were talking about these things. I was like, oh, no.
And what are her thoughts?
I did not get that. Was I mean, it's coming from Ruby. She said she was listening to the show at the school nurse's office, so I don't know.
Oh, wait. So the nurse already had the show on.
Nurse already had the show on.
Okay.
She just happened to stumble upon it.
By the way, the Super Bowl MVP odds, of course, are out as well. Jalen Hurts, the favorite to win Super Bowl MVP.
Because of the favorite to win the game.
Yep. Mahomes plus 130. Kelsey 12-1. Like quarterbacks generally win that, makes sense. But if you want to have some fun, Chris Jones 50-1 to win Super Bowl MVP.
Woo!
He gets, you know, two or three sacks or a strip sack in the Super Bowl. That's what he would have to do.
I wonder what Malcolm Butler was the year he won it.
It's a great question. Frank Clark 110-1, by the way.
Probably something like that. Next up on What's Trending, our own Bob Fesco reporting Zach Greinke back to the Royals on a 1-year deal. Multiple people putting it across there now. I don't think that's expected to be official until tomorrow, but great news.
Yeah.
Zach Greinke back with the Royals. Much needed starting pitching depth coming Kansas City's way.
Yeah, now he's trying to get a better feel of what that rotation is going to look like. And a lot of the guys are going to be heading out to spring training right around the same time the Chiefs are playing in the Super Bowl. And surprise, you've been out to Surprise before. I haven't been there before, but Surprise is very close to
yeah, it's like 30 minutes
not
or something
bad at all. Next up on What's Trending, some coaching news in the NFL. Kellen Moore parted ways with the Dallas Cowboys yesterday. He's already reportedly signing with the Chargers to be their offensive coordinator, which I think is a very good hire for Justin Herbert. But it is so funny how it works in the league. Like, the Cowboys are like, yeah, we don't need you anymore. We're going to, like, Mike McCarthy, let him call the plays for Dak next year. And the Chargers are like, oh, we just signed our OC. Let's go. I actually think it is a really good hire for the Chargers.
Better than Lombardi, who they had gumming things up for so long there for the Chargers. Still won't make them win the division or go to the Super Bowl because, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs exist.
Are you saying the Lombardi they had this year is the closest they're getting to a Lombardi?
Yeah. Okay. They just got rid of their only Lombardi.
I think that's what I get it. Get it? I think that's what Cody was trying to say.
Oh, man. I don't know who to give credit for that joke, but that was good.
It works either way. Next up on What's, or lastly on What's Trending, the NFL cap is officially going up to $224 million next year. That, according to NFL Network, an increase of over $16 million. Total number will be $224.8.
Okay.
That should, I mean, normally get the cap range a little bit later, I feel like, in the, or, you know, you get the final cap number a little bit later after the Super Bowl, but that's a big increase, so that's fine for everybody in the NFL.
Did that match your projections, Cody? Did you, that match your estimations? You were crunching the numbers? Is that exactly where you
$16 million, what would that pay for? One half of one Chris Jones?
Yeah, not quite. Yeah, not quite.
Half of Chris Jones.
Yeah, I mean, 4-year, 120 is what the rumor is it's going to take to keep him.
Mm-hmm. That'll work.
I think he's worth every penny at this point.
I mean, there were no doubts except for the postseason performance, and now we're good there. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
he helped them. He was the single biggest reason they're playing in the Super Bowl right
That's
now.
Exactly right. Had to have it. Honestly, had to have that performance, and he did.
It's crazy because the way you're describing it is like he couldn't just have one sack and like six pressures. He had to do what he did, which was completely dominate a game from start to finish, and that's what he gave.
Isn't that wild? You had the best offensive player in football all season long. You had one of the, if not the best, defensive player in football all season long, and this is what you get. We can talk about roster depth. We can talk about how you need to construct a championship team, but if you just have the best player on both sides of the football, that might be enough.
And those two players went for 326 yards, two touchdowns, and no picks, and the other guy had like 14 quarterback pressures and two sacks. So
including essentially like a game-clenching sack to set up
which was like
offense.
His, sixth time this year?
Mm-hmm. But he finally saw it in the postseason, and it's amazing like how quickly, like now, all right, now it's not even part of the narrative at all. Of course, around Chris Jones now that he's on the board and in a huge, huge way. That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Again, we're going to hear from Andy Reid coming up at 12:30. We'll head out to Arrowhead and hear from Big Red after. We'll find out maybe how late everybody stayed up last night around the Chiefs organization. My guess is not a lot of sleep. As they should. They should be partying it up. Absolutely should. Did you see our guy Tommy Townsend with the cigar in the locker room?
He was looking comfy holding that Lamar Hunt trophy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this has been an interesting year for Tommy. For all that, like, not only was he having to listen to Cincinnati, he was getting on the home front a little bit on the holding criticism.
Oh, yeah. I don't think Dustin Colquitt's going on radio shows today talking about the special teams.
Oh, no. Sorry. I forgot to put this in What's Trending. Yeah. Dustin Colquitt is also on the list with Boomer Esiason and Michael Lombardi.
Boomer Esiason, a recent addition after he tried to steal from Odyssey, but a company he works for. Hmm. Actually, really, he's stealing from that other company, but it's our city. So it feels different.
Something like that. Real quick, by the way, on the text line, 913-586-7610, Nick was giving the basically scenario where someone would have woke up, listened to our show during What's Trending, and found out the Chiefs. Someone says that was their mom. She hit his weed pen before the game. Parents had to go home in the first quarter. She went home, passed out.
I hope she's okay.
I mean, I so do I. I think based on the text, I would assume things are okay.
A hell of a hit.
So like she got like she got like anxiety and paranoia, and so she had to like go home and just lay in bed.
She went home, passed out. Like she just
and woke up and found out the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl.
That's a hell of a thing to wake up to.
Yeah.
But there's always some photos of some guy like passed out in like some tunnel. You're like, dude, when did this happen?
Well, I guess.
When did this start for you?
I guess it's better than waking up to find out the Chiefs lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a good luck thing. Get blackout the next time.
Silver lining there.
We know what not the waking up and missing the game feeling. We know what it's like, of course, to lose in a title game. We felt like crap the day after last year.
It's not a fun show.
It's not fun. But you know what? Today's fun. The next couple weeks are going to be fun. You get 2 weeks of everybody, not just locally, but nationally, talking up your team, praising your team, showing love to your organization that now has gone to 3 Super Bowls in 4 years, that Patrick Mahomes trying to win his second Super Bowl already in his NFL career. And there's some fun storylines we'll have 2 weeks to go into. Of course, the Kelce brothers, first brothers ever playing against each other in a Super Bowl. That's pretty cool. Andy Reid's ties to Philly. That's also going to be awesome. And until then, we get to just make fun of Cincinnati a little bit, because when you talk as much smack as Cincy, that means just the football team, but truly the city, the fans that were annoying as hell behind me at Arrowhead that wouldn't shut their mouth until they left very quietly in the fourth quarter.
Did you get into it?
I did not. It was a pretty tame. Our section was pretty tame in that regard, but it got to the point where once anytime the Chiefs started to do something good, nobody was in the face of the Cincinnati fans behind us until they started being obnoxiously loud once Cincinnati started to finally move the ball. And so then it became like anytime something good happened, everybody would turn around at them and just, you know, it's
normal.
Like taunting a little bit.
You're allowed to do that when you're in the fans. I mean, it's this. This is the biggest single reason.
We'll see y'all in Burrowhead.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, we'll see y'all in Burrowhead.
And probably this.
Rez Joseph Lee Burrow, who's 3-0 against Mahomes, has been asked by officials to take a paternity test confirming whether or not he's his father.
First, that guy is still the biggest dork on the planet. And I do still think we should commit funds to whoever he's running against in his primary to get him out of his mayoral race. But when you put those two things together, You had the single best week of trash talk for the Chiefs all year because Cincinnati wouldn't shut up. And the Chiefs were really careful. They only had a couple of run-ins. Willie Gay said, what scares you about their defense? And he said, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You had Chris Jones, who used their own words on the press conference on Friday when he said, Burrowhead, right? That's what it's called? Burrowhead? Those were maybe the only two moments from the entire week. Hell, even Frank Clark, the guy we love hearing from, was relatively tame in his press availability on Friday. They waited. They waited for their moment, and then every single player, Juan Thornhill, Sky Moore, Tommy Townsend, Chris Jones, Frank Clark, Patrick Mahomes. This is the short list of players who had something to say. Either Patrick Mahomes' dad. Everybody was smoking cigars, talking about cigars, talking about Burrowhead. It was amazing.
This is what happens when you lose after talking all kinds of trash. You get to, on the other side, in this case, you win. Frank Clark talked about, hey, it's not a rivalry till we win. They got the last laugh. Now we're going to try to make sure we have the last laugh. They got the last laugh last year. Well, Kansas City's got the last laugh this year against Cincy. They get to carry that all into next season as well. And we can stop with this 3-0 talk and all of that. And the idea that Joe Burrow at 1-0 ever was Burrowhead to begin with is pretty funny. He's now 500 at Arrowhead. And there's a very good chance he'll never be above 500.
Trying to do that after one game was bold.
You mentioned Pat Mahomes Sr. He was with Aaron Ladd from 41 after the game and provided some great soundbite as well.
You got a cigar of your own, I see.
Yeah, I'm smoking the Joe Burrow.
You smoking on the Joe Burrow?
I'm smoking on the Joe Burrow.
How's it feel to be headed back to the Super Bowl?
It feels great, you know. You know, my big boy did what he always do. You know, he's going to show up and show out. And I'm just glad he did it.
Oh, it's so good. We're going to have to just
I'm smoking a Joe Burrow.
We're just going to have to isolate just that part at the beginning.
You got a cigar of your own, I see.
Yeah, I'm smoking the Joe Burrow.
Oh, that's so good. So good.
Isn't this what made this game so sweet, though? I mean, I know that it's heading to a Super Bowl and it's heading to their third Super Bowl in 4 years. There's plenty of other reasons to be like, wow, what a moment, what a time to be alive for Kansas City Chiefs fans. He's going to his third Super Bowl. There are great quarterbacks who do not even get to three Super Bowls, certainly. That's the same number you'd mentioned earlier that Peyton Manning has played in his entire NFL career, and he's doing this. But the game felt really sweet because of that. Gold, I didn't want to walk in here on a Monday morning and have to wear all those words again. Have to live with Burrowhead forever. Mm-hmm. Every Cincinnati fan would have owned a Burrowhead t-shirt. It would have been disgusting. Now, every Chiefs fan is going to own a shirt that says Burrowhead my ass. So it's a way better circumstance. I loved all the talk after because it made it very clear for anybody who'd been like, hey, do you think it's really a big deal? They're going to get some extra motivation out of this trash talk. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, I mean, just listen to what Mahomes is getting interviewed, and then Travis Kelce ends up jumping in on the microphone.
Woo! Burrowhead my ass! Woo! It's Mahomes' house!
It is absolutely Mahomes' house. And again, if you can own a place by winning one game and not losing, that means Patrick Mahomes owns about 17 stadiums across the NFL on the road where Mahomes has never lost. So the whole notion of the Burrowhead thing was always funny. To begin with, that after one win, you can possibly have a venue. Mike Hilton, you screwed up in a big way. All of Cincinnati, they had a good thing going for a while. Like, in terms of, we're the underdog. We're going to play that way. We're going to make nobody believes in us and all this. And then suddenly, Cody, they couldn't help their arrogance and cockiness. They couldn't help it. Their mayor couldn't help it. And they got way too far in front of their skis. And they ended up approaching their games, I think, a little bit differently. That's not who they had been. They've been confident, but they didn't talk. This is the most Cincinnati had ever talked.
They decided they were like, we're better than you, which was obviously a massive error in judgment. But it's just why did they bring this upon themselves? And honestly, I think it's because they had decided they were going to be the swagger team. Like their you know what it is? When your coach is in on it, you're not going to stop the players from doing it. All the players would love to do this every week for every team. It's decided on the coach to decide how much of that you let them get away with. Andy probably very clearly on Monday or Tuesday this week said, we're not saying anything this week, and we are going. You can talk as much as you want on Sunday at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Don't care. You can talk as much as you want when this game is over, but we're not doing that then. And then you had guys, you had Jamar Chase tuna in a can complaining about a call for them getting the extra 3rd and 9. And while that was a really weird play sequence The Chiefs punted like four plays later.
I'm actually,
so it's like,
in a weird way, very glad that they had a punt, because if not, that would people would say, that's why they won. In a weird way.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about it. Didn't even have to be a conversation today.
Correct. It didn't. It was definitely bizarre, and it was I've never seen that happen before. However, the Chiefs had a punt, and it got back to a 3rd and 9 again. And so, yeah, that was, in a way, I'm almost happy that they didn't win on that drive. You know, they didn't win the game on that drive.
You got the ball in a tie game with 7.5 minutes left, Jamar. Like, nobody blame but yourself. Because that's the problem. It's like the loudest voices showed up in that game. Hilton committed a penalty. Eli Apple committed a penalty.
Eli Apple, that dude.
He's not good enough to talk that much trash.
He got clowned on by everybody. Nobody in the league likes that dude. Everybody clowned on him. He hasn't accomplished anything in his NFL career. He was a high pick that was, I won't call him a bust, but he's been on, what is it, 3 or 4 teams in the first 7 years, something like that, in his NFL career. He hasn't won anything.
It just reminds me of, like, one of my favorite stories of, like, the Royals' absolute just worst times ever. When, in a clubhouse, Runelvis Hernandez was really complaining, and they were like, you're not good enough to act like this. Like, just be very clear. You're not good enough to act like this. Jamar Chase can say tune in a can and do whatever he wants. He jumped over two dudes again to catch a pass, right? He can say whatever he wants most of the time. Not in this game, because they lost. But Eli Apple, man, you're not good enough to talk this amount of trash. You have to do it. I did enjoy, I think the one guy we didn't talk about at any point for the trash talk was, that was a big moment for Justin Reed, who had a good game. Secondary had a really good game. And he doesn't have to, like, wear that one from early in the regular season, because we don't care about it anymore. Nope. They're heading to the Super Bowl again.
Yeah, this was actually thinking of the secondary and another safety, a veteran in Juan Thornhill. He had a chance to catch up with Josh Klingler there on the sideline, or I guess in the locker room from the Chiefs radio network. And he was with Kling, and Kling asked him, hey, where'd you get that cigar? Because it's not clearly it wasn't everybody on the team ahead of time.
Yeah.
They all brought it on their own. But everybody seemingly had the same idea that we're going to get back at them if we win this thing.
Listen, I was prepared. I brought this from home. I mean, I didn't like how they smoked up the hallway last year, so I was like, I'm going to smoke it up this year. So I brought my own from home.
Perfect. You're preparing ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was ready.
Getting this rematch at home, I don't know if you could have drawn it up better to try to get revenge, right? Payback, whatever you want to call it.
Listen, we already knew what we was going to do. We prepared all week. We knew those past 3 games didn't matter. They was talking all week because they beat us 3 times. Today is a new day, and we came out with the win today. That's all that matters.
The defense really looked on point today. What did you guys feel heading into this one that had you guys so locked in?
I mean, it's just confidence. We walked out here with confidence. We knew what we could do. They beat us last time because we made a couple mistakes, and it was on our end. We fixed those mistakes, and we won today. That's all that mattered.
A lot of guys got injured during this game. Guys stepped up, made plays. Guys you had to call on to come through. How big is that to see a Sky Moore, a Marcus Kemp, guys on defense coming up? Jalen Watson coming up with another big play tonight. You guys showcasing your depth once again.
I mean, that just shows that we got guys that can step in and be a starter each and every day. We always preach that. You never know. You're only one play away from being that starter. So guys prepare each and every day, practice hard, and when their name was called, they stepped in and made a lot of big plays. So my hat's off to those guys.
It's hard to get to this stage, yet you've been here now number of years, now breaking through again. What's it mean to get to another Super Bowl for yourself?
I mean, it means the world to me, because we won one, we lost one, and then we back in it. So what we're going to do, we're going to prepare hard. We're going to try to come out with this win.
Is it hard to be reflective? Because you mentioned you've been in now your 3rd, 5 straight years here. I mean, you don't want to look back, but is it, do you pinch yourself a little bit about how this run has been?
I mean, we were doubted all year. I mean, we lost a couple players. They didn't think we was going to do it. They had us last in the AFC West, all types of stuff. But guess what? We don't worry about that stuff. We just move forward and prepare hard each and every day. And we showed that we are a great football team, no matter who is on this team. Coach Reed, he leads these guys each and every day. So I love Coach Reed, love my team. I appreciate the hard work.
All right, finish that cigar.
I'm going to finish it now. I'm going to smoke it up.
That was Josh Klingler in the locker room with Juan Thornhill last night on the Chiefs radio network. And if we enjoy being able to go back to the receipts, if you will, can you imagine if you're an athlete and a player where all year you kind of did have to keep your mouth shut, but you knew all the, I mean, because they're all rehashing things that were said. All, you know, you always try to find ways to motivate yourself, but you got to keep your mouth shut a little bit, especially, you know, Andy prefers them to not speak during the season until the job is done. And now you're able to, and certainly you're a win away from another championship, so you really can say whatever. But against this particular moment, it must be so gratifying, not just to get to the Super Bowl, but because of everything that was said all week and really all season, going back to last year.
And then you had an elite Mahomes performance because he, considering everything, I don't know, in the fourth quarter when he's running like Sky Moore and MVS only, because Tony and Juju Smith-Schuster had already been out, Justin Watson didn't even get to make the trip. Like, I get it. They still had Travis Kelce. And it turns out Isaiah Pacheco, a guy who they didn't even throw the ball to in the early part of the season, became a big factor in the game. But between that and the ankle and Brett Veach saying after the game, you don't even realize how hurt he was. And he's saying he's got 5 hours of rehab a day just to get on the field. And then he still put up 326 yards, two touchdowns. He outperformed Joe Burrow. And I got it. He had way more time. He's a lot more comfortable than Joe Burrow in that game. But it was just another classic Mahomes performance where he's just like, you know what? I don't care. I'm doing everything, and I'm going to do everything. That throw to MVS, not to mention the run on fourth down that eventually gets him there, but that throw to MVS, that's impossible. Hell, I thought the throw he made to Kadarius Toney was one of the best throws of the day. It just ended up getting not quite caught, right? I mean, he almost got it, but he played – not perfect, but he played nearly so. I mean, in a game which he was limited at that level.
Yeah, I mean, think of everything stacked up against him. You mentioned, the ankle injury and how severe that clearly is, and it's something that'll still factor in, no doubt, to the Super Bowl in a couple weeks. They just have some more time to work on it. And then all of a sudden, Juju Smith-Schuster gets out with a knee injury. Mecole Hardman tries to give it a go, but he re-aggravates whatever the injury is that he's been dealing with. You mentioned Watson was already out because of an illness during the week. You got Marcus Kemp and Sky Moore, along with MVS as your top weapons, other than, you know, Kelce, out there. You're up against it. Like, you can mention that Joe Burrow struggled with the offense or had a bad offensive line in front of him, but Joe Burrow still had Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd.
And those guys had a big impact in that game where they're just like jumping up above two defenders and catching everything for a while.
And then in particular, I think Clark Hunt, the owner of the Chiefs, last night said in his postgame press conference that he had, he mentioned, like, on that third down run, it was like watching Superman put on his cape, I think was exactly what Clark Hunt had to say. That third and eight, like, somehow, some way, he was going to will himself towards the first down marker, which put the Cincinnati player in position to make one of the dumber penalties I've ever seen happen, with the 15-yarder, of course, and clearly a late hit out of bounds.
Otherwise, like, three steps out of bounds.
Otherwise, Butker's attempting, what, a 55-yard field goal, and who knows?
And to be clear,
who knows?
Kling, who watched all of the pre-kicks, said that wasn't doable.
53
From that distance, he thought 52, 53 was max. And you were going to have to bury it. And based on every other kickoff they had going that direction, yeah, that sounds right. I don't think he was shorting kicks just to short him. I don't think Harrison Butker could put him out of the back of the end zone. I don't think any kicker could at that time. The difference in that yardage, and they still had just enough time to maybe get those 3, 4, 5 yards. They run something out of bounds, give themselves a chance at the shorter field goal, but that cemented it. And it's, in that moment, for him to still have the ability to get past the defenders to the edge goal, I think that's what stands out to me. Like, he was short, and he still managed to do it. I don't even know how it's possible, but Patrick Mahomes is an absolute freak of nature. Are you enjoying the single greatest start to an NFL career ever?
No, I actually hate it.
It's lame. I need more.
It's not enjoyable.
I need more adversity to overcome.
Yeah, I mean, I
feel too spoiled.
It's a little too nice, isn't it?
Yeah,
we are so spoiled.
You have to have some like personal drama in your regular life, I guess, to maybe make up for it. Because this part of your life's too easy.
It's gonna be tough for other fan bases. Like, I know that you can, just like we always talk about, athletes are so good at manufacturing motivation to inspire them. Fan bases are really good at manufacturing reasons to hate other teams. So I'm sure in Buffalo and Cincinnati and places all over the country, they're finding ways to talk about the Chiefs in a negative light.
Well, today they're all bitching and moaning and Cincy and stuff about the officiating.
And I love that we haven't talked about it at all because
we're not.
It's loser mentality, right?
And you lost, so you can be the losers and talk about it all
you
want.
You know, that's great. We won.
And that's what, so Cincinnati, and that's what Cincinnati really has been for forever. So.
I just like that to right now to be a Chiefs fan, it's not even arrogant to every year be like, oh, they're winning the Super Bowl and they're winning 14 games. You're like, oh, you're just a Chiefs fan. No, we are correct. Every year that you step on this radio show, you step into a bar to have an argument with your friends, and you're like, the Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl this year. They can try to claim homerism if they want, but they're wrong. You are being factually correct about what the team is going to do every year.
Yeah, we have joked about that before, whether you're on, like, you said you did a radio hit yesterday or something, and you're on these other cities, and before the season started, they ask you to pick your Super Bowl champs or pick who's going to win the division or how many games the Chiefs are going to win. It's like, you know, you would actually be wrong, Cody, if you were picking against the Chiefs more times than not. They won 14 games this year, and they're going to the Super Bowl this year. So it was correct in thinking the type of season they would have.
Yes.
And now the beautiful thing we'll have, this is more of an offseason deal, but remember, the Chiefs thought they made moves to set themselves up better to make sure the window was extended till 25. Well,
window's still open and open even more.
Playing in a game to win a championship again right now here in 2 weeks.
It is the single greatest time to be a Chiefs fan. By a mile, by the way. It's not particularly close. But watching Patrick Mahomes is a treat. Every time I have to watch some other quarterback play, I'm like, nope, I'd rather have this guy instead.
All right, coming up next, we head right out to Arrowhead. We're going to hear from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, who's headed to another Super Bowl.
Cody and Gold on 610 Sports Radio, brought to you by Gann Asphalt and Concrete. For asphalt, concrete, and parking lot maintenance, Gann Asphalt and Concrete. One contractor, all things parking lot. Trusted in Kansas City since 1994. Online at GANNAsphalt.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.